You may be seated.
I don't think you all understand how awesome it is when you sing out. It is wonderful. Praise God.
If the kids would come forward for Kids Corner, you'll be joined this morning with Linda Nelson. So come on down.
Yes, I do. I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
Amen.
Good morning. It's nice to see you all this morning. It's been a busy weekend, hasn't it? I think May 2nd must have been the universal day to plan everything that we could plan, because there was a lot of things going on May 2nd. I have something that I want to pass around. We'll start them different places. Does anybody know what this is that you're looking at? You can pass it around so everybody can see. Do you know what it is that you're looking at? That's a piece of a tree, and that tree is called a dogwood. How many of you have seen dogwoods that you knew what you were seeing? Have you noticed a lot of the trees are blooming now in people's yards and in the woods? Well, many times the dogwood tree grows in woods, and it likes to grow under taller trees, but we have some that we have in yards that are different colors. And I was looking about the legend of the dogwood tree. And the legend of the dogwood tree says that centuries ago, the dogwood was as big as a mighty oak, because now they're a smaller tree. And the legend says that perhaps the dogwood was so strong and sturdy that that was the wood that was used for the cross of Jesus. And Jesus, sensing the sadness of that tree being used for his cross, took pity on it and said, "Never again will you be strong enough to be a cross, to be made into a cross." And when you look at the blossoms of the dogwood, it blooms in the spring when there's new life, which we think of the resurrection of Jesus with new life. And if you look at the petals, they're shaped in the form of a cross. Do you see that? Can you see the cross? And on the sides of them are the indentations that the legend says are like the scars from where the nails were placed in Jesus' hand, and the stain on the petals. And in the center is all of the little delicate flowers, and that is representing of the crown of thorns that Jesus wore. Well, I don't know if all this legend is true, but I think the dogwood is a beautiful, beautiful flower, because it does, you can see a lot of representation of Christ in this plant. And many of the plants that we have, we can see a representation of new life, can't we? So I hope as you go around, because they're not going to be with us much longer this season, there's some beautiful red ones, there's some beautiful white ones. I even saw one that was pink and white the other day. So take time to look at the beauty that God has given us in the spring season with the new life, even if we do mow the grass. It is so green and it is so beautiful right now, and we are hoping for some sunshine to really, really enjoy this season. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for these young people who are here today. We thank you for the beauty of the earth and the new life. But we thank you for Jesus and the sacrifice he made for us and the eternal life that we can share with him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.